Good morning.
Have you ever met a donkey, like, face to face?
I have.
Let me tell you just a little bit about it. Many years ago, when Sophie was a little girl, Uncle Shell and I took her to a farm. And in the barn, there were stalls, and there were all kinds of different animals in there. But I got just drawn to one particular animal right away. It was a miniature donkey who was just precious. I just could not wait to get over there to him and talk to that little guy. Well, Uncle Shell and Sophie were with me and they were watching and they could tell I was excited. So I walked over to the little guy, but before I could even introduce myself, everything changed. He tried to take a chunk out of my leg. He bit me so fast, I didn't even know what was happening. Broke the skin a little bit, but mostly he just left this miniature donkey-sized mouth bruise, teeth bruise. My temperament went from, oh, I just love this little guy, it's a donkey crush, to, you better get me out of here because I'm about to go donkey on this guy. So years later, of course, it's still a family joke, but that was my personal encounter with a donkey. Today, the reason I'm talking about that is that it's Palm Sunday, and we will read in the Bible soon that Jesus went into Jerusalem on a donkey that he specifically asked for. And so, if Jesus picked a donkey, shouldn't we read a little bit about this donkey, is what I was thinking. So I did. I read a little bit about how donkeys came to be domesticated. They came to be useful to people. And it happened thousands and thousands of years ago, and we're still not sure exactly how it happened, but it happened largely because these little guys are tough. They are tough as nails, and they can survive in places that not all animals can. So recent as last year, there was a really cool article published by National Geographic that traced a lot of these early uses of donkeys back to, as I said, thousands and thousands of years ago. But I thought it was really cool because one of the lines in the article was that it's finally the donkey's day. The donkeys have deserved it, and they're finally having their day. So that made me think, I wonder what the donkey that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on must have been thinking. And so here's my crack at it. Here's what maybe he was thinking, or she was thinking. Wow, this dude has chosen to ride in through this huge crowd into the city of Jerusalem through the gate on me. Now, I've been hearing a lot of things about this Jesus guy, and it's a mixed bag of things. I hear some people saying he's a fake, he's a fraud, he needs to be dealt with. I've heard other people saying he's worked these amazing miracles, he's changed lives, he's teaching us how to love each other, truly love each other. But regardless of what all these rumors are, I'm pretty sure this guy is riding into Jerusalem and it's going to be the beginning of the end for him. Because what I'm hearing is that he is going to say, yes, it is me. I have been sent by the Creator. I am your Christ, your Messiah. All the things that have been prophesied about this one moment. And he could go hide in the hills and run away and stay alive, but he's not doing that. He's coming in on the people's animal, me, the donkey, the humble, hardworking, suffering donkey. And I mean, people are throwing their coats on the ground, they're throwing palm branches on the ground, they're celebrating him, the ones who believe. But he came in on me, the people's animal. And I think that says something about him. I think that that must say about Jesus, I am not here to please everybody. I am here to serve. And so if he has decided, no matter what the cost, that he is going into the city of Jerusalem, by golly, I'm honored to be the one to take him there. So anyway, that was my stab at it. I don't know how accurate it was, what that little guy was thinking or girl, but I do know that Jesus chose to ride into Jerusalem on what we now call Palm Sunday. It was loving, it was brave, and he did it in a humble way. Let's pray. Creator God, thank you for the long-suffering, humble example of Jesus. Amen.